Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever Mike wants to cook up. Well, that's what Mike does best, go out in the offseason and cook. No, I trust Mike. I trust his group. For me, as a manager of the team, it's all about who the players are in the clubhouse. You know, I'm not going to, you know, talk about who we should get. That's not my job. That's Mike's job. He's pretty good at it. Actually, really good at it. Please, Mike.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
But no, like my job is just the players in the clubhouse. So, you know, whoever's in there, we're going to pour into them and get the most out of them.
First of all, for those of you criticizing Albernaz for the way he commented on that, I want you to call in right now and let me, Jeremy, and Ed know where you work. And then I want you, then we're going to ask you a question about your job, and I want you to be critical or go against the flow of what they're doing right here on radio. Because there are more people watching him yesterday than listening to us, and we're top two shows in the area. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of listeners. So the criticism of him for his response is absolutely insane. You all want people to do and say things that you don't have the balls to do or say on a smaller stage.
Yeah.
On a smaller stage. That's what, whether he believes that or not is irrelevant to me. That's what he's supposed to say. Whether he believes or not will remain to be seen. We'll see whether he really believes that. Now, to the topic at hand. I trust Mike Elias, period.
I do too.
Period. I don't. That's it for me. I trust them.
Can I? So first off, I hated the question that the Sun writer asked about to Rubenstein about Elias and did he deserve that? Like you're introducing the manager of the team, and now you're going to make it about something else. When if you look at last year, you could sit here and talk about how frustrating the offseason was.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they had a good offseason, the way that you wanted them to, this is still happening because of all the damn injuries. Like.
But you can't say injuries.
Yeah, it can't be something
can't
that's
be,
wrong with
be, yeah, injuries. Yeah, can't be injuries.
Even though your three best players at what's one wrong point with played the Orioles, six games together.
What's wrong with the Orioles and you can't say injuries, Jeremy? What's wrong with the Ravens? You can't say injuries.
Can't.
Ed?
Nope.
I don't get this and in the vitriol towards, like even Mike Elias yesterday making the moves, and I think it's next level looking at the Cubs going, after seeing what happened with Shota Imanagan, they didn't bring him back. You're going, wait a minute, you're not bringing him back for that price? They're clearing up some room so they can make a serious run at Kyle Tucker because they can't afford to lose him.
Would you go at the Monaga?
I don't. His splits, he's very good at Wrigley and very questionable on the road.
Okay.
He's still a good pitcher. It would all depend on the price. I want Framber Valdez.
First 13 games, ERA under 2.5. Last 12 games, ERA over 5.
When he was on the road, he was getting annihilated. Even so much so that they didn't necessarily trust him in the postseason. He was coming in and doing the whole spell thing where he'd pitch a couple innings and then they'd go to someone else. But with the task that's at hand and you're looking at it, Mike Elias calls the Cubs or makes a deal with the Cubs and gets Andrew Kittredge back for cash.
That was...
You got a 17-year-old prospect that was a top 10 prospect internationally, and you get him and then you go get Andrew Kittredge back in a lost season.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what you think or if you'd like Mike Elias or not. Why can't you look at that move and say, man, that was a great move?
That was brilliant, yeah.
Then there's still people in line going, you got a reliever. Big deal. What about? Okay.
You need a reliever. We all said they have to rebuild the bullpen, did we not? So what do you want to do? You want to do it in order? Well, let's do this first because this is the greater need. And let's let all these other pieces go by because your number one priority is something else. No, you can't sign players by number one priorities. You have to sign them when they're available.
And they sat here and talked about, like, even that question that was asked about Elias, and then he goes, well, you know, he was an executive of the year, right? Like, did we miss something? And for all the people here that want to go back to the other days, when has our farm system ever been this good? When have we had international players? When have we been involved in everything?
Here's Rubenstein's response to that question by the Baltimore Sun reporter.
You know, Mike was American League executive of the year a few years ago. He knows baseball inside out. He's shy and doesn't like to promote himself. So we didn't make a big announcement about it, but Mike deserves everything that he has received from the Orioles. He's done a spectacular job, and we have great confidence in him for many, many years into the future.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. I don't know how you could argue that. And why do people insist on going after this guy?
I love what
the Kittredge thing was chess. As I'm totally plagiarizing from a natural, but it was. That was a beautiful chess move. You get somebody for him and you buy him back for cash. Who does that?
I mean, you remember when the Yankees did it probably to a larger extent when they traded Aroldis Chapman for Torres. And then what did they do? They signed Aroldis Chapman in the offseason and brought him back. So it's like you got both things. You know, you got something back of extreme value.
Ed, you do realize you're just Shiloh.
What?
Totally plagiarizing. And then you went to the not plagiarizing who? Who are you plagiarizing?
I know his name.
You just stopped the plagiarizing, and then you went to the next sentence.
No, that was correct. Okay. I was plagiarizing. I don't know who it was. Right. I just took someone else's work. And
he ain't say, hey, Rob.
I actually had a point.
So, Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing with this, too, is like all the discussion. I love when people go, he's been here 8 years and we've got no playoff wins. Five of those years, we're in a goddamn rebuild.
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect to happen in those years? I mean, just like all I'm asking is some people to be realistic when it comes down to it. I'm okay. Like the Tyler O'Neill signing, I get why people didn't like it. They didn't get Garrett Crochet.
I like this. I don't like who he is in terms of injuries, but at the same time, for what they're paying for him, for a city that complains about not spending money, they signed a guy that they knew, if he's good, he's going to put up numbers. It's not your money. That doesn't handicap them. That doesn't handcuff them. The owners, how often do the owners have to tell you, finances are not as big of an issue with
people,
these guys?
Are you still not going to spend? Because I've seen it all these years when you guys didn't own the team.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's not your money. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
The only thing I just don't like, Rob and Jer and Ed, is this, man. It just feels like, as far as Mike Elias is concerned, it feels like one is greater than the sum. These are great moves, fellas. This guy's trying.
What's not a great move? Explain that to me.
I'm sorry, Rob. I said these were great moves. Sorry, okay. I just came off mouth surgery right yesterday. They were great moves, like you said. It just feels like he's so much more important than the team to me, right?
Okay.
Like that's all it is, fellas. It just that's what I don't like.
Who was the
know.
Who? Wait, I didn't say
Elias.
Elias is more important than the team. In what way? Like, I think that's a media creation.
Here, it's the only name we hear. That's all we hear about all day long is Mike Elias, Mike Elias, Mike Elias.
I think that's a creation of the local media, frankly.
Also, Kevin, can I remind you of someone who kind of had the same personality? He ultimately won, but Theo Epstein.
He was the one that made that trade I just talked about.
Theo Epstein was the same guy. He overshadowed the Boston Red Sox. He did because he made all the moves. Also, Billy Beane. Those guys who play chess tend to do that. I'm not saying you're wrong, Kevin, but guys who play chess and play the game like those GMs play the game naturally overshadow everything else because they are the puppet masters. They are the ones making all the moves. They're the ones pulling all the strings. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But others have had the same persona in that role and have been successful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And those are good examples,
that,
too.
I respect that.
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
No, he's not. But it's like, but these guys, like Billy Bean, you know, there's a book and a movie made about that guy for a reason. And it's like, you know, and Epstein, same thing. He was like, you know, the boy genius. And he was. I mean, I think Elias is in that category. It's like the guy's made some great moves here. For people to discount it, look, this season was an abomination, but it was an outlier because everybody got hurt. That stat about the stars not being on the field at the same time was stunning.
Yeah.
They didn't play.
The same people are doing this were the same ones that trashed him for the Trevor Rogers trade and didn't look at it like you should,
right?
That there's two players that aren't going to play here, and the best situation for them would be to go to Miami, and then you get a pitcher back. Trevor Rogers ends up pitching his ass off after everyone murdered him.
Once again, what Ed said, what the other guy said, chess. Yeah. His moves are chess.
Yeah.
He's not doing it. You may not understand the here and now, but I have a plan.
He reloaded this farm system in a losing year.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, the farm system, great. Let's go win double A or triple A. How do you think this happens? How do you think when you're looking at it and somebody's like, God, man, where'd the Blue Jays get a Trey Savage? Well, he came through the farm system. That's how it works.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.